This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearny Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are this morning once again, talking all things automotive, truck, and four-wheeled. Right, Brendan?
If you want two-wheel as well, I guess.
We got to talk about two-wheel cars?
If you want to talk about motorcycles.
That's a motorcycle. That's not a two-wheel car. There's no such thing.
Or you could also do a unicycle, I guess, too.
Do those come with motors on them?
Nah. Oh, maybe. You know what? There might be some motor, electric ones
not
out there.
Yeah, no motor, not interested. Not talking about it. So, well, or electric. There's probably electric ones out there.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
What is the purpose? I thought the whole idea of a unicycle is to get exercise.
I thought the purpose of a unicycle is to make you ready for the clown in the circus eventually.
Yeah, there you go.
That joke fell just well, as far as a clown joke.
I don't plan on being a clown in a circus.
Me neither.
So I'm out. Yeah. But if you want to ride a unicycle, you can ride a unicycle. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. Topic today is spark plugs. How important is it to change them? I don't know, Brendan, how important is it to change your spark plugs?
Immensely.
It can get pretty important, but we're willing to talk about anything here at Auto Talk Radio that's automotive related. Give us a call at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170, and we'll chat with you for sure. If you don't want to be on the air, just call Brendan and tell him what you want me to talk about, and I'll be happy to answer a question to it. You can do that too, so either way. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant leak repair. Fixing a coolant leak doesn't have to be complicated. K-Seal's a one-step coolant leak repair for everyday leaks. No draining the system, no flushing, no antifreeze worries, no just shake, pour, and go. Learn more at kseal.com. So, anyway, any other great things we need to talk about this morning? I know you're always scanning the internet for great automotive news.
I mean, I just saw a whole bunch of recalls this week.
Well,
I mean,
Ford's recalling 255,000 Focuses models for unexpected stalling. I saw that. What else do you have as far as recall?
Was that the one that was already supposed to be fixed and they had to do a recall on the fix? Is that the one I saw?
Yep. The affected vehicles were all incorrectly labeled as having received the appropriate software update required by a previous recall, despite not being fixed. So, Ford issued a recall for 255,000 Focus sedans and hatchbacks because of an issue that could unexpectedly stall the engine. According to related documents, the entire recall population was previously incorrectly labeled as receiving the remedy for a recall filed in 2019. Recall defect itself stems from a canister purge valve, which may malfunction and cause the Focus to unexpectedly stall while driving. Stall while driving a purge valve. That'd be a vacuum leak. So maybe stall when coming to a stop. Let's go with that. Probably more often.
Probably.
Yeah, because large vacuum leaks while you got your foot on the accelerator, the throttle body is creating a large vacuum leak, so it's fine. It don't usually stall while going.
I know the other big one was Honda.
What'd you get on a Honda?
The Honda one says that the problem stems from the rear subframe, where corrosion at the suspension mounting points can compromise the integrity of the rear suspension, potentially causing it to fail. There's over 880,000 vehicles that have been recalled due to this issue.
Jeez.
This is ranging from 2016 to all the way to 2023 Pilots, Ridgelines, Passports, and Acura MDX models specifically. So.
So it corrodes and then the wheel tries to fall off.
That's correct.
Yeah, how crazy is that? Which reminds me of what I saw this morning getting on the freeway.
Oh, what's that?
It was either a RAV4 or it was a small toy. It was hard for me to see because it was off to the right. But what I could see is the left front wheel folded up where the lower ball joint had separated.
Oh, geez.
And I don't know that for sure, but the way it was laying, the wheel folded over, that's usually what happens on those. Folks, you need to have your suspension checked. And when somebody says ball joints and tie rod ends are going bad, steering components are extremely important and suspension components. That car, the damage to it, though, because now it's got body damage and everything, because the wheel folds up underneath in the driver's whatever side, but this was on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
And he had got it over off the road barely, but not a fun thing to have happen.
Definitely not.
No, and a lot of times Tacomas and Tundras are famous for this. And usually when it happens, the ball joints get really bad on it, the ball joint separates. You hit a jounce, the ball joint separates, the wheel flops up like a wing, and you come to an abrupt stop. Could be very dangerous.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be honest with you. So, oh, by the way, wherever it happens at, the car doesn't drive from there. It's done.
Right, right.
You got to tow it because without the wheel attached, cars don't do well on three wheels.
Not really.
No, not at all. Not at all.
The other big recall, I don't know if you heard this too, was Stellantis. Mm-hmm. They recalled over 1.3 million vehicles, specifically the Jeep Wranglers and the Gladiator SUVs.
Oh, look at the surprised look on my face.
Right. These trucks are due to just combust out of fire out of nowhere, they said. They're still looking into it, but otherwise they were advising owners to park their vehicles away from structures and not to park inside their garage.
Well, yeah, because when they catch on fire, it's not good.
No.
So what exactly is causing the fire on them?
On this article I'm reading, it says it's coming out of nowhere, but let me see if I can find a different specific reason because it doesn't give me anything else besides that. I'll keep you posted on it if I can find it again. But still, again, just a lot of recalls this week. I did see that for sure. There was another airbag situation, I believe, that happened this week too, where some more vehicles got recalled due to specifically it was about the airbags, but I'm guess they're defective airbags specifically. I'm gonna say.
Hmm. There you go. Hmm. Airbags are pretty common to be defective these days.
Mm-hmm.
We missed,
but they usually most car manufacturers they contract that one out, right? Mm-hmm. To other companies, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah, they're built by... most car manufacturers don't build their own airbags. So, I forget that Takate was a big one. I think they're bankrupt. They're the one that the big recall it was back in the day that parts would fly out and damn it and hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway.
By the way, I found...
Stellantis is testing a solid-state battery for the Dodge Charger Daytona, which switching it up from... as far as that goes.
Boy, their stock price just dropped like crazy this week. That's for sure. So. By the way, I did find that reason. They said the electric hydraulic power steering pump wiring may overheat and cause a vehicle fire.
All right, we've had a few vehicles like that. We try to be very careful with those. And name the models one more time.
For that one, it's 2021 to 2025 Jeep Wranglers and Gladiators as well.
Make sure to not park those inside my shop. Well, I'm not kidding. Shops burned down that way. Remember, there was a cruise control brake switch on Fords, used on several Fords, and the fix for it was to replace the wiring right before it with a fusible link in case the switch shorted out, right?
Okay.
But the switches would short out, catch on fire, and people had the cars in their garage or in a shop. There's been where several shops caught on fire. It burns the whole shop to the ground.
No, I was just thinking, are you trying to tell your employees who are listening in during Auto Talk weekend?
Yeah, don't
please
park
don't park those,
in
those
the
vehicles
shop.
In our shop.
Yeah, now as I drive around, I'm going to check if there is one. I'm moving it outside, far away, out to the far end of the parking lot. So anyway, yeah. Unfortunately, that those kind of issues can cause serious damage.
Now, again, I completely understand the safety part of it, but the NHTSA has announced that only 0.1% of vehicles were involved in this kind of issue. So, again, it's a very small
amount.
If it's
your house, though, it's 0.1% too many.
I know.
Right? We don't want things burning down, do we?
No, well, definitely not. No,
usually not. It's usually a very bad idea.
I've probably asked this question before.
I'm sure you have.
But Why do the manufacturers? Why do they send the letters out to the owners much, much further than when the NHTSA says, "Oh, hey, these are officially recalled"? Because it says here, owner notification letters will be sent out by the manufacturer on July 9th. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole month in between,
basically. Well, first off, they got to get all the ownership data so they don't go by who bought the car, because that doesn't work. A lot of them have sold. They got to go through DMV records to figure out who to send all these letters to. Gotcha. So it does take a little time. It does. You know, if you own one of those cars, though, don't park it inside your garage.
Not to mention, you could probably look up online automatically based on your VIN number, I'm assuming. Oh,
and absolutely. You go to the website. You should probably give all the listeners the website to go to if you knew it.
I don't know off the top of my head. Do you know it already?
No.
Oh, okay.
But you could go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and put your VIN in there usually, and it will pop any recalls. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I believe on their website you can do that. You can check for recalls.
Yep, yep. You've got it right here. It's actually, so it's nhtsa.gov/recalls.
There you go.
And you put in your license plate number, or you can put in the VIN number as well.
So. Yeah, because they try to run registration information to keep track of who owns what vehicle.
Gotcha.
In case of a recall. Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. Today's OE fix from Dorman, power window regulators and motor assemblies. It's a terrible sound, the clunk a vehicle window makes when it falls off its tracks. But today's window regulator assemblies aren't tracks at all. They're cables and pulleys that can fail when the cable stresses over time. Built to Dorman's strict standards, the OE fix replacement power window regulators and motor assemblies reduce cable stress with added guides. Why cable tension springs and sheathing help resist cable reel binding. Plus, the upgraded plug-and-play smart motor features a moisture-sealed circuit board that calibrates seamlessly with dealer tools. Without dealer tools, I'm sorry. It's another Dorman OE fix, an exclusive Dorman engineered part that, number one, is designed to correct a specific failure in an original part, or, number two, allows replacement of only the failed part as opposed to the entire assembly, or, number three, of course, modifies design to significantly reduce installation time. With applications for a large number of vehicles, you can find a Dorman power window regulators and motor assemblies in addition to other products at most automotive retailers and at DormanProducts.com. So they do make some really great products. There's no question about it. So we use several of them when it's the OE fix ones. Good quality out there. So once again, as we always talk about here at Auto Talk Radio, come to the West Automotive Group. We know which parts and what needs to be used and when there's a good upgrade, and that's the way to go. There's no question about it. So good stuff. So that's all the recalls for today, I believe. A lot of stuff. But it is interesting. I was talking about the Charger Daytona. This is beginning in 2026. They started testing this with a prototype solid-state battery. So very, very interesting stuff. The thing about solid-state batteries is they tend to... battery has energy density of 375 watts per kilogram and can recharge from 15 to 90% in just 18 minutes, which is kind of like amazing compared to most recharging of a battery. So there you go. Let's see what else we got going on. We are talking about spark plugs today, and of course the spark plug. How important is it to change the correct intervals? It's super important, because what we're seeing these days is, because of the longevity of spark plugs, folks will often wait. They forget about it. They don't do it in the time and mileage. Most vehicles we recommend around 90 or 100,000 miles. Some are 110. But the point to this is, by that point, the spark plug is worn. And what happens is, when a spark plug wears, it wears the gap in it. And the electrode wears down, and the coil has to work harder to make the spark jump across that gap to ignite the fuel in the combustion chamber. So over time, if you run worn out spark plugs for excessive, it tends to cause coil stress and coil failure. And that's how a lot of times people end up replacing their spark plugs once they have to buy more expensive parts. What we'd really like to do is keep those coils in great working order. They're not cheap to replace, especially, I mean, some vehicles, V8, they have 8 coils. Today, we don't really run distributors on any vehicles. It's all coil over or direct coil. So It's one of those items that does get stressed by not replacing the spark plugs in a timely fashion. So it's very important to know what type of spark plug your vehicle comes in, or you don't even need to know what type, but just by knowing what type, we know, and we can look up the recommended replacement. So there are some Chryslers out there still these days that they do recommend every 30,000 miles for spark plugs. They went back to a copper core, and therefore they need to be replaced more often. Right, Brendan?
Correctamundo, I guess. I think it's Mundo.
Oh, there you go. So, but very important stuff, and we'll continue talking about that. But like stated, 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. We got several other topics to obviously cover today.
Okay. I do have a question based on this super quick, since we're on the topic very, very quickly. It won't take long. Is it best to stick with what the manufacturer offers, or could you try a different sort of, I would say, metal within the spark plug system itself?
Try a different sort of metal? So like I'm not really sure what you're trying to ask.
You said they some Chryslers still go to copper, but there could be, like, there's platinum ones.
Here's what happens. So when they engineer, the engineers engineer the motor.
Yeah.
They engineer it for a spark plug.
Okay.
They do. So what we found, and we found this years ago, is when we started getting into a lot of electronics on vehicles and things, put the wrong spark plugs in, you end up with funny drivability problems sometimes.
Any specifics?
Drivability problems?
Yeah, like
weird little misfires.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes set and check engine lights, sometimes not. Sometimes felt like going up a hill, like a jerking kind of motion.
Gotcha.
So there's all kinds of things that can be caused. My recommendation is to stay with what was OE recommended for the vehicle.
Gotcha.
As far as that goes. And I also like to stay with the manufacturer spark plug that came with the vehicle. Now listen, car manufacturers don't make spark plugs. Ford has Motorcraft and Chevy uses AC Delco. And they used to own those companies. Ford still owns Motorcraft, I believe. I don't know if Chevrolet owns AC Delco. I don't think they own AC Delco anymore, to be honest with you.
I'm looking it up right
and
now.
And actually, I think Motorcraft's owned by a subsidiary called Omnia or something like that.
AC Delco is owned by General Motors.
Oh, it is still owned by General Motors. Okay. Well, General Motors is Chevrolet, Pontiac. Well, there is more Pontiac.
What was the other one you said?
Motorcraft.
Motorcraft. I'll take a look.
A look. So, it's probably the AC Delco. Just it is their parts manufacturing brand for spark plugs, as far as that goes.
Yeah, Motorcraft is still Ford. So
okay,
that's not stretched.
Okay, all right. So Motorcraft's Ford. They're still owned by Ford, and I figured it was, but I wasn't sure. They have a subsidiary that carries them though, and then there's AC Delco GM. But most other manufacturers, like NGK, Nippon Denso, all those different spark plugs, Champion, Chrysler uses a lot of Champion spark plugs, but they don't own Champion. Those are all made by a manufacturer that makes specifically spark plugs, but they make them to the design, whatever spark plug it is, and to the specifications that the manufacturer requests for that vehicle. So in other words, you know, if you drive a Honda and it came with NGK spark plugs, platinum, I'd recommend putting that part number back in the vehicle without question. You know it'll drive good, and you'll get another 90 to 110,000 miles out of it, and it keeps in good order. Now, what I do recommend is if your spark plugs are recommended at 100,000 miles, replace them at 90. If you do that, I mean, 90,000 miles is a lot of miles on it. It prevents coil stress, as we were talking about, and can help the vehicle a lot along the way without question. So just something to keep in mind and to try to keep that your vehicle on the road without stress in the coils and breakdowns and et cetera.
I'm reading this online. I don't know if this is true or not.
You're going to lie to me about something?
Probably. It says that AC Delco actually don't make their spark plugs. They contract them out with another.
Probably do. Brand. They could.
Okay.
They might. But to the specifications.
Right.
That they need. So AC Delco probably uses a vendor that makes them exactly the way they want.
I think
so. See, that's the big difference when you start talking about parts for cars, other kind of parts too. Offshore stuff that comes from, that often is not, you know, comes from like a lot of Chinese stuff. they skip out on manufacturer specifications for things. Mm-hmm. So that's why you have so many problems with a lot of these parts as far as versus the OEM, as far as that goes. And does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right. While today's gasoline is good, it still leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hotshot's secret gasoline extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy, up to 7.9% user testing, and smoother operation. Hotshot's secret gasoline extreme, powered by science. Available nationwide at Tractor Supply, Amazon, and hotshotsecret.com. This has been Auto Talk Radio. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Motorrad continues to lead the way in advanced thermal engine management and evaporative emission solutions, offering solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. We recently had a chance to sit down with Brandon Kite, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon touched on Motorrad's long-standing ties to the OE.
Motorrad has been an OE thermal management supplier for more than 65 years. All the way back to 1958. Relationships with OEs are a big part of what allows us to stay on the cutting edge and be the catalyst for the design and development of new technologies. All Motorrad products, even for the aftermarket, come off the same OE production lines. We don't have differing levels of process quality as our aftermarket products feature the same advancements in product development as the parts we make for original equipment manufacturers.
Find out more about Motorrad's ties to the OE at Motorrad.com.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STARS certified. Taking care of folks up there in North County, San Diego for well over 33 years now. Longer than Brendan's been producing.
That's right.
That's for sure. And West Elkhorn Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in Elkhorn, AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for well over 12 years, 13 actually. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks for well over 9 years now. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, East Gate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks here in the Golden Triangle for well over 7 years now. And West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks in North County Coastal for well over 3 years now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy, and that is we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. And you can take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, check engine light, cooling system, AC, whatever's going on with your car. Our master certified technicians are there to help you with your vehicle and get the vehicle diagnosed properly the first time. As I often say, the best money ever spent is the money you spend on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly, which helps eliminate unwanted parts replacement, along with saving you thousands of dollars in a lifetime. No question about it. We offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home and low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations from our rental partners nearby. You can go to westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram. And you can also click on Automan Segments or Auto Talk Radio, which will take you to the automantv.com. Either one of them you can go to. You can see where I'm the Fox 5 Automan and localist segments there on our TV station on AutoManTV.com, or you can listen, go to Auto Talk Radio and listen live to podcasts, or pick the podcast up. They're available at Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Yeah, good stuff there as far as it goes. All you got to do is just to punch in the Answer San Diego 1170 weekend shows, and it'll take you right there, and you can download the podcast and take it on the go with you. So good stuff, right, Brendan?
Yeah, absolutely. I listen to it all the time.
Did you see Steve's email? He sent an email about, I forgot about these things. The InMotion Challenger V13.
I did not receive this one.
It's basically a unicycle. You better be wearing motorcycle gear and leather. It's a motorized one-wheel thing. You kind of stand on it like it's got pegs on each side. And people, they go highway speeds. It looks like a death trap. Highway speed on a unicycle, and then he put organ donor ? Thanks, Steve, as always. Yeah, I would not. I don't suggest. That's probably a bad idea. Let's go with yeah. That's a really bad idea. So anyway, all good stuff for sure. For sure. For sure. Anyway. What are you staring at the screen like that for?
You must be on
Reddit. Something's caught your attention.
Well, yeah, yes, I was on Reddit, but no, this is not about Reddit. This one's about, I think I might have forgotten to upload your podcast last week.
Oh, I'm very upset with you.
I know. I really
We are like the Answer San Diego's number one downloaded podcast, aren't we?
We are. For the weekend. And yeah, it says that the last time I uploaded something was on May 30th, which was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm really disappointed.
That doesn't make sense. I swear I put it up.
Oh, well, all you got to do is go there and see if it's there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you did already?
It's not there? It's not there right now.
So we are really disappointed in you now.
I know. Now I got to go upload two shows in one day.
All right, folks, we're taking applications for Auto Talk Radio producers. Please email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com.
I'm going to go ahead and fix that right up as soon as the show ends.
So, all right, folks. Sure. Listeners, we apologize. Brendan apologizes.
I apologize. I really thought I put it up there, but...
Well, you know, things do happen sometimes.
It's true. It's true.
And we all understand
What did we talk about last week? We talked about choosing a quality facility, right? Or no, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't remember what we talked. You know, we talk about so many automotive things that give them to you, and I expect that they're going to be done. All right.
Lower those expectations now, I guess.
Well, yeah. So, Brendan, I'm sure you will. I have 100% faith in you. All right. No, we're not taking applications anymore. We'll keep Brendan.
So we had a caller over the break called. He wanted to talk about number one, the upcoming NASCAR race.
Very important.
No, I looked it up. It is being sponsored by a casino, so it's not going to be. It's not being relocated.
It's still at Coronado.
Yes.
Yep. But I understand the confusion because as you asked me, I said, "Hey, I saw a billboard. I believe Pala is. I guess I'm going to give him some free airtime. I believe they're one of the major sponsors of it. Not the only sponsor.
That's
obviously.
Correct. Yeah.
Obviously, it's sponsored by NASCAR because they own it.
And not to mention some big news for that one.
Go ahead, shoot it out.
We have Brittany Sandoval, Dave Stahl, and I. We are all going to be there on the 19th for Media Day for NASCAR. So check us out.
I wonder where my invite was.
Well, I didn't know you were going to. Aren't you busy on June 19th probably with all the stores?
You just assumed?
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'll have to fix that next time too.
Yeah, all good. On another note, Travis Pastrana is going to do a backflip on a motorcycle on the south lawn of the White House before the UFC fight.
Is that today, the UFC fight, if I remember correctly?
Is it today?
I think so.
I think. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's today.
Our forefathers would be shaking their heads right now.
Why?
I don't think they would want a UFC fight in front of the White House.
I think it's awesome. 250th. Well, you know, whatever, man.
I don't mind the whole celebration. It's just
not
that,
in the front. It's in the back. In the backyard. It's like wrestling in the backyard. You used to do that as a kid, didn't you?
The way I view it is, and again, people... You can call me prudish if you want.
Everybody calling and call Brendan prudish.
But... I just view that as a historical site. That whole area, even the lawn, even the back lawn, that is a historical site.
Okay.
It should be celebrated and looked over as one. So Putting a USC fight there just feels...
Well, you know what? I think everybody talks bad about this president when he goes anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a big thing about him. He just went to a basketball game.
Yes.
Well, there's a big thing about that. People. So now he's like, well, okay, well, then I won't mess anything. I won't go anywhere. I'll just bring it to me.
I understand that.
So there you go.
And again, I'm. This is not the whole. I'm not gonna say like, oh, that's it. I just that's it for me for him and all that stuff. But no. If he wants to do that, I completely understand.
Well, I don't think he's going to do it again, but this is the one time he's doing it. He's doing a bunch of celebrations for the 250.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
And again, I don't mind if he wants to do a celebration.
They're doing a race car race. They're doing a race in D.C. also.
Okay.
On the streets of D.C. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
A formula race. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So
why that just flew in my face.
Why you got a fly in here?
I don't know.
I don't understand what's going on with you. Did you open the door?
What a mess of a show today.
No, show's
no, it's going, actually going good. Actually.
Show is going great, going great. Introducing CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash, the only foaming brake wash available in all 50 states. Its fast braking foam clings to surfaces, then rapidly penetrates grease, grime, and brake dust, lifting away stubborn soil in seconds. And with the innovative wide button, you get a powerful fan spray for broad, efficient coverage. So you can clean more in less time with less product. For brakes that need to perform at their best, CRC Brake Clean Foaming Brake Wash. Learn more at crcindustries.com. And I will tell you something. I'd never used this stuff previously myself. My techs have and stuff like that. But I had to do brakes on a car, and I think I told you guys this the other day, one of my cars. So they had sent me some cans of this. And like I said, my techs use it, but they had sent something for me just for my personal use. So I clicked, man, that stuff works great.
Nice.
You spray it all down. You can just all wash all the stuff drip off into a drip pan, you know, and then it dries. And then you're ready to work on your brakes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it gets ready. Well, because you don't want to be spraying brake dust with air anymore.
Definitely not,
unless you want to spray it next to your fellow worker next door.
the one that you really don't like that much.
Yeah, here you go. You have a little cancer. You have a little cancer. No thanks. We don't need to be breathing that stuff in. You're not.
Absolutely.
So this brake wash is really good. You put a little drip pan under there and spray everything down, and it wets it all so you don't have brake dust flying around and you're not breathing it in. So anyway. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, no question about it. And the only battery we stock at the West Automotive Group for one simple reason. It's the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com and get in, and we'll get you an Interstate installed for sure. If you need a battery for any other reason, and I mean they have batteries for every single reason, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or La Mesa at 70th and University Avenue. Interstate Battery, battery for every need. Really good stuff. We're having a good morning, Brendan, right?
Absolutely. I have an Interstate battery in my car.
You do?
Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, I know. I think we put it in there for you, I believe. Yeah. So, good.
What? So, very quickly, two things, or I got three things, actually, to get off very quickly. Number one, I want to wish my sister a happy birthday. Today is her birthday. So
she listen?
I don't know if she is.
Call her, get her up.
I should. Hey, I know it's your birthday. You wanted to sleep in, but surprise.
Doesn't your sister live in LA though?
Yeah, she lives up in Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach. Yeah. Well, Orange County.
Orange County.
She's an Orange County girl.
So, happy birthday,
Actually,
Gabby.
Huntington Beach is very beautiful.
It is a gorgeous area. She lives right near the beach line, so it's about a couple blocks away from there. So.
Sister older than you or younger?
Younger.
Oh, wow. Year How old is she?
So, she is now 30? 29.
29, okay. Yeah, you're 30? 30?
30, yeah. I'll be 31 in November.
Oh, okay. So. Getting old, man.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! I already got the gray in the beard. I don't know if you noticed that.
So. I don't look at you that closely. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate to tell you, but I don't really pay attention.
Honestly, I found it very noticeable myself. But
do you?
Yeah.
Well,
starting to notice.
Now I'm going to be looking next time I talk to you. Like, hey, dude, your beard's gray.
It's called Just for Men. No,
okay. Just for Men. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, the beard coloring.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might have to start doing that. Your wife might tell you to.
Probably. Number two, so that caller that called about the Coronado also wanted to talk about a certain T word.
Tesla?
Yeah, they're getting into some trouble again because there was a person that was driving down the road and they were in autopilot mode or automatic drive mode, and they were going through a neighborhood, and it still thought it was supposed to be going. They were supposed to drive 65 down a neighborhood road when it was programmed to be 25 down the road and stuff like that. So it's speeding down.
They get a ticket?
No. They actually got into an accident and got seriously injured.
Woo!
So that person is suing.
So here, don't let your car drive you.
Exactly. But that's my thing.
Learn how to drive.
They're not taking responsibility. They're saying this is all Tesla's fault, and so they're suing Tesla for it. But at the same time, Tesla even states within, I think it's in the manufacturer book that you get within the car, or even states within the electronic device that this is not a go-to thing that you should always use. You should be wide awake. You should make sure
supposed
that
to be
you're
paying
alert.
Attention.
Exactly.
I do believe,
especially if you're in a rural area, like or not rural, I should say, a neighborhood area. So therefore, you should be much more alert. And in fact, you should not even use the autopilot in a neighborhood area in the first place.
Yeah, I would think not. That should be more like a freeway thing, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. Just like how cruise control should usually be that way, too.
Well, sometimes they say common sense is not so common.
I know. But it does frustrate me to see that people do that still. So.
Yeah, I got it. Well, people do all kinds of crazy things. So
it's true.
Please don't do that. Yeah. Please, if you're going to use your remote drive or whatever you call that thing, what do they call it?
It's called autopilot mode.
The autopilot mode, yes. Well, and they're not the only ones that have it, are they?
No. I believe there's some other companies that do autopilot.
Mercedes does it too, I think.
Okay.
On their high-end Mercedes.
In this case, I think the caller is just calling out the fact that, please be more careful if you're in an automatic mode. But also, I think he wanted to see my eye twitch whenever I said that.
He probably did. Do you think he can see your eye twitch?
Oh, through the radio? He knows it. He knows it.
Probably. Okay, there you go. All right. Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Standard. Standard's a full-line supplier of vehicle control and engine management products offering more than 50,000 precision-engineered components. Professional technicians have trusted Standard since 1919. Learn more at standardbrand.com. All good stuff. All right, let's go to Bodie here real quick. I think he's chomping at the bit to talk to me. Let's see what he's got to say. Good morning, Bodie.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine. How are you doing today?
Okay. I'm doing fantastic. I'm going to be 81 soon, and I still run around like a kid.
Is that when somebody's chasing you, or are you just running around for fun?
Both.
I gotcha.
You're a funny guy.
I try to be, always trying to be funny about something. What?
What are you doing?
Go ahead.
Oh, I remember years ago I took a driver's ed refreshing course, and the teacher said, when the light turns green, he said, always count to two or three and look both ways for someone going across you through the. And I see this more often, almost every day. People going through a red light, instead of stopping or slowing down, they zoom through. So I tell all my friends is, before you go, I don't care what color the light is, always look both ways and wait 4 or 5 seconds and then go through the light.
There you go. That helps you keep from getting run over, right?
Yeah. And then on my Nissan, still runs like a top. Did you know the records show that the ball joints or axle boots were replaced or greased?
I don't know, but we can look that up for you. Well, as long as the boots aren't split, we don't replace them. As long as the axle boots are intact and everything's good, it's holding the grease in, then they're good to go. If it's split, it starts slinging grease everywhere, then it's time to do something important and get it straightened up.
So I'll take it into the shop and have you guys look at it.
Absolutely. I'm more than happy to.
So everything's good. Thanks for what you guys do.
Appreciate it.
You can put me on listening on my cell phone, please.
You got it. All right. Great to talk to you, buddy. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Good stuff. Hey, the average car price is up $269, Brendan. You didn't hear me. The average
car price is up.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah. Again, the market's always fluctuating no matter what. So
yeah, up $1,950 comparative to a year ago, though.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember you said something close to that price a couple weeks ago, too, when they were just looking at the quarterly prices. But again, I wouldn't be panicking about it yet, honestly. The market, again, fluctuates, so nothing to, you know, panic or breathe into a paper bag hyperventilating about. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to hyperventilate. Is that what you're telling me? I'm really
confused about what you're doing. I'm okay.
Well, Ford is moving to orphan Edge and Escape buyers they want to send them over to the pricier, more Explorer.
Not surprised. Come on.
And Jeep wants to give you a free Wrangler if your name is George Washington. You better change your name.
I should.
I should. You can get a free Jeep.
It reminds me of...
You can get one of those that catch your house on fire.
It reminds me of... there was a sandwich shop that's a national chain, and they were celebrating, I think it was the CEO's birthday.
Uh-huh.
His name is Michael. So if you had any form of Michael, or if your name was Michael, you got a free sandwich on his birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so stupid.
That's really cool. You know what we haven't seen much news on? Remember the Waymos that all got stuck in that neighborhood?
Yep.
They never came up with an answer for that, did they? They just kind of swiped it away and hoping that you'll forget about it.
That's most of what Waymo does, to be fair.
That's most of what Waymo does. Oh, that's interesting.
I do have some car shows super quick.
Yeah, why don't you nail those down real fast?
All right, so we got a car show up in Oceanside. All the proceeds go to America's veterans, military, and family members. It is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. This show is going to be at 1617 Mission Avenue in Oceanside. So go check that out. That is VANC, their annual car show over there. Again, 1617 Mission Avenue in Oceanside. Also, up in Lakewood, at a Denny's, it's 2634 East Carson Street. They're going to have the Las Vegas LA annual car show. This one is going to help the homeless in the local area. So the proceeds are for that cause. And last but not, that one is from noon to 3 today. And then lastly, from 3 to 7 p.m. today, up in Menifee, is the Menifee Motor Mania Sunny City Cruisers. And that's going to be at the Sunny City Civic Association at 26850 Sun City Boulevard. So go check out those car shows. That last one specifically, the proceeds are going to help out local charities within Menifee. So all great causes, all great car shows all day long. Go check those out while you still can.
There you go. There you go. Good stuff. Great, great, great things.
Absolutely.
Yep. All the car shows. Get out there. It's going to be a warm weekend too, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Hopefully you've had your AC checked and serviced so you're not smeltering in your car somewhere.
I don't know if you also read this week that because of how warm it's going to be this summer, they're warning folks in San Diego that this is going to be the worst winter weather we have had in over 30 years.
You said the worst winter weather?
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about?
They're talking about the amount of torrential rainstorms and pouring down.
Oh, starting in winter, not during the summer.
No, not during the summer.
Well, you started off with this is going to be the hottest summer, and then you went straight to it's going to be the worst winter. That's the weirdest thing ever.
They're saying it's because of the hot, this is going to be the hottest summer, in quite a while. That's going to affect our winter season coming
up. So remember, at the end of the summer, you get in and get us to put on some new wiper blades for you, because there's going to be lots of rain.
That's right. That's
and
what
the second
saying.
Thing you're going to want to do is, if your tread on your tires is wearing out, get new tires, because the tread on the tires actually expels water when the car drives, so that the tire stays on the surface and has traction. If you have very little grooves in your tires, it's kind of hydroplanes across the water, and it becomes a lot more dangerous, and you can have an accident. What do you think about that?
Well, we don't want anyone to have an accident.
We do not. Right. We do not want anybody to have an accident. That is a very true statement, without question. So those are just a couple things for the wintertime. But what, probably late October, huh?
I'm assuming so. And if
usually it's hot in October still. Late October, it's going into November, it starts raining. Yeah. Yeah. So, but they're saying it's supposed to be a real hot summer?
Oh, yes. Big time. So
I like hot.
I do too, actually. Yep, it's if I had to choose, I would choose more cold, because I like putting on layers more. But that's just my personal preference. I also just love beautiful weather, and San Diego has the most awesome weather in all of America.
There's no question about it. We live in one beautiful place here.
It truly is. Truly is.
Yep.
All right. So, like you said, I was looking up some Reddit stories about spark plugs.
Shoot me one
of your favorites. This person has a 2007 F-150 5.4, 3-volt, 195,000 miles. They said, yes, I have a valve cover leak. Two bolts broke when doing the timing chain some odd 60 or 70,000 miles ago. There are yes, I do see that their spark plugs are missing the little top pieces in this picture. They said there's a little top piece that's supposed to go with the spark plugs. And
I don't know what they're talking about.
I'll just keep reading here anyways.
Well, why didn't he fix the bolts that he broke when he was doing the timing chain?
I'm not sure.
What is wrong with people?
Either way.
We don't put cars back together half.
Either way, it says here, I'm hoping it's not my engine, because I just saw it when taking these pictures. But knowing my luck, it is my engine. That's not good. Spark plugs have are brand new. Literally only driven them 20,000 miles so far with them. And then this
I wish you could share that picture with me, because I'm really confused what he's talking about.
Okay, well, in the meantime, this person said it could be any of the following. One is a lean fuel mixture. An excessively high air to fuel ratio causes combustion temperatures to soar.
It does. That can. But does it look like the spark plugs melted down or something?
I can't say. No, it doesn't look like it in the picture to me, but.
All right.
The other option.
I want to back up. What is the problem he's having? A drivability concern?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
And so, then the other one says oil consumption, worn piston rings, leaking valve guide seals, or a bad PCB.
Boy, those are two totally different directions.
Yeah.
Of extremely lean, hot combustion temperatures can cause things to start to melt or issues like that, extremely lean. But it's not going to cause deposits like burning oil would. Those are two different worlds. So what?
You would have to look at the picture, I guess.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Yeah. Low quality fuel. Budget fuels have higher sulfur and chemical content, which can leave dry, white, sandy ash deposits on the plug's electrodes.
Okay. See, so that is definitely not burning oil if it's got ashy white deposits. Mm-hmm. That's not oil. So one of those things.
Gotcha.
For sure.
The other one they said is incorrect heat range. Using a spark plug that is too hot for your engine prevents it from shredding heat properly, leading to overheating and thermal deposits.
Burns too hot.
And the last one they said is fuel and oil additives. Certain aftermarket additives leave behind white or reddish residue as they burn.
They do. That is true, too.
Okay.
So we'll have to take a look at that picture, and we'll circle back on that all right with you. Yeah. Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum Premium Wiper Blades, engineered to last four times longer and deliver complete visibility in any weather driving condition. Find out more at peakauto.com. Remember, you're going to need these wiper blades come
November.
November, when it rains. Sure. So make sure and check them out at peakauto.com, all right? San Diego and everybody else out there, how much time we got, man?
We literally only have 37
seconds.
We're
burning it down. That's quick. Right. and not with a Jeep in the garage. So anyway, San Diego and everybody else out there, thanks for always joining us here at Auto Talk Radio. We really appreciate you. Make sure and keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend across the country,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and everybody, welcome to summer, folks.
I'm really hoping that it cools down a bit, but I don't see it anytime soon in this weather.
Let's make it hot, and hopefully your AC is working.
It's working for me.
All right, folks. So. This has been Auto Talk Radio. Make sure and join us next Saturday as we'll be back live talking all things automotive. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and a great week. We'll see you then.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.